Blog Talk Radio.
Christ.
storm. Amen. You calm the storm in me. Alrighty. Well, let's get into the message. The Resurrection Culture Part 2. We serve a God of powerful transformations. All throughout Scripture, God takes those whom the world deemed the lowest, the hopeless, and the helpless, and uses them to change the world. You are not beyond transformation. God longs to break off that which inhibits you from experiencing fullness of life. He longs to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. May your life be forever changed as we spend time discovering God's heart for transformation. We devoted time the other day to searching Scripture for understanding on life in the Spirit. We looked at Romans 6, verse 4, which says, "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, and in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life." And in Romans 8, we learned that God has offered us a life free from condemnation, crowned us with Christ as his co-heir, and made it so nothing could separate us from the depths of his love. So we've been given an incredible life in the Spirit through Christ. But so often we continue to live as if the death and resurrection didn't change our everyday occurrences. So often we live according to the flesh rather than our new life in the Spirit. So building on the foundation of God's Word, let's take time today to learn some practical ways we can better live abundant life afforded to us through the resurrection of our Savior. How can we better live our lives in the Spirit? How can we experience the newness of life? Paul talks about it in Romans 6. It all starts with growing our friendship with the Spirit. The Bible tells us the Spirit prays for us when we don't know what to pray, that he teaches us and helps us and fills us, but the Holy Spirit never forces himself on us. He only fills and speaks when he is asked. Such is the depth of God's love for us, that he waits patiently for us to open ourselves to him, beckoning us with his love and kindness. So we must make time every day to be filled with the Spirit anew and learn what it is to receive his help, teaching, presence, and prayer. It's only when we grow in our relationship with him in private that we will learn how to be led and used by him in public. Just as you couldn't pick out an unfamiliar voice from a crowd, you will have a hard time feeling the nudges of the Holy Spirit in his rushed and busy world without experiencing him in the secret place. Growing in friendship with the Spirit is vital and foundational to living with the newness of life. Next, we have to live in obedience to God's Word. God has blessed us with an incredible, practical book meant to guide us into abundant, Spirit-filled life. To walk in obedience to the world is to live a life, experience all that God has in store for you. So spend time in the Word of God, opening your heart to the Spirit. Allow him to be your teacher and commit yourself to live in obedience to what he shows you. In obedience to God's Word, you will discover how perfectly applicable and powerful Scripture is to your life. Lastly, set aside time to simply receive the love of God. We live our lives in a society full of people and possessions that promise to satisfy us. We're surrounded by a world that isn't living out personal experience with God and isn't a reflection of his truth. So if we're going to live in the world but not be of it, as in Romans 12, verse 2 commands us, we must spend time experiencing the reality of God's love. We must allow his presence to be the lens through which we see the world around us. Victory over the enemy comes from encountering the reality of God's unfathomable grace and affection. Following the leadership of the Spirit, moment to moment, stems from encountering the reality of his nearness in the secret place. You have to spend time engaging in spiritual relationship to live a spiritual life. So spend time today growing in your friendship with the Spirit, reading God's Word, and receiving the love of your Heavenly Father as you enter in guided prayer. Spend time receiving a fresh filling of the Spirit. Simply open your heart and wait for him. Ask him to make reality of his presence known to you. Ask him to lead you into a deeper friendship with him. The Spirit loves to talk to us, help us, and guide us because he loves us. You will never have a better friend than the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. in John chapter 14, verse 26, but the helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So secondly, spend time engaging with God's Word. Okay, where does your heart need more life? Where do you feel like the world has taken over? Look up scripture on whatever subject you need help with and stand on God's Word. Renew your mind and live in obedience today. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness, that a man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So thirdly, receive the love that God has for you today, similar to receiving a filling of the Holy Spirit. Just spend time resting in the presence of God. Ask him to reveal his love to you and ask him how he feels about you. In John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. In John chapter 15, verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. I pray that you would be transformed as you align your life with the resurrection culture. May you see yourself as one saved, redeemed, empowered, and delivered. May you live in pursuit of abundant life available to you. May the chains of this world fall off of the light of God's powerful grace, and may your life be a reflection of reality of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 15, and I'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Okay, now this brings us to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because in a moment you will be given an opportunity to. So let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something worse, such as alcohol addiction, or drugs, okay, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating, whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I graciously receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. And once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. Because when you press the 1 key, you will come on live, and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Well, we have callers, but nobody has pressed the 1 key. Okay, so I'm going to play some more music.
Awake, awake, our generation rise. Thank you.
I'm glad you like the music. Alrighty. Well, let's get into the last message for the night. It's the prophetic word of the day. The Father said today, heaven and earth will be dissolved, but my love for you will never be diminished or taken away from you. I have fixed my love upon you this day, says God. Though others despise you, at times you even hold yourself in contempt, that is not my heart toward you at any time. I love you because I love you. When you hate yourself or when you are influenced by disdain of others, that is just a case of mistaken identity. What you do or do not do does not define who you are in my eyes. Your entitlement before my throne is not affected by your actions or by your inactions. I am your life because of who Jesus is and what accomplished in Christ on the cross. This is what righteousness is. It is not means-based. It is by grace through faith that you stand upright before me without shame or guilt. So raise your head, says the Father. Be everlasting gate that lifts its head in praise and worship in my presence. You are accepted and beloved. You are safe. You are sound and secure in my pavilion, in my embrace. The Christian life is not intended to be that of going through life with the demonic calls of a sword of religious condemnation looming over you, threatening and imminent destruction. I love you, says the Father, from the posture of the eternity. I am bringing my love to bear in your life within the finite perimeters of time and space. What of sin? It is forgiven. What of shortcoming? It is quenched by my empowering grace. It changes you and causes you to be raised up to walk in newness of life. Striving is at an end. Earning of spiritual favor becomes unnecessary, for you are the recipient of all heaven's bounty through the impartation of my boundless love and favor, it says God. Okay? Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it most, and you know who you are. Okay? Oh, okay, let's take a caller. Okay, hey, my brother Don, how you doing?
Shalom, Kenny, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am doing okay, brother. I was just concerned because I haven't seen you in the room recently, brother. I was wondering if you had been permanently removed or something.
No, I just been taking a break.
Oh. So, like, it wasn't that, like, Farah made you leave or anything like that, right?
Right.
Okay. Is Tony still a part of the show?
He's co-owner. He's not doing anything for the show.
Oh, I know he's the co-owner. I just meant, like, is he still doing, like, you know, some readings and whatnot on the show?
No, he's not doing that anymore.
Okay, well, I just wanted to call in, man. I didn't know if I was allowed to call, or if there's some kind of ban on callers, or what the story was, brother. Are we still allowed to call? Is there a ban on certain callers?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a
set of rules? Like, you have to call from a regular number, which is fine with me. Is that one of the rules?
Yeah, no more 111 callers.
Okay, that's fair. And is there anybody that's banned, or is everybody free to call?
Everyone's free to call except for Randy Anderson, because the stuff he caused.
Oh, what happened with? Well, I'll talk to you. Well, I'll talk to you about it off the air. All right, man. Well, I just wanted to call in, see how you were doing, see if everything was good and what was going on. And I appreciate you taking my call, brother. Hopefully more people will call in. Good show tonight. I'll talk to you soon, Ken.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Well, that's it for the show tonight. I'm going to end it early, okay, because I haven't ate dinner or nothing or all day. I haven't ate anything, and I'm kind of hungry. So, okay, I'm going to say God bless everybody tonight. Okay, may God bless you. Okay, and may he keep you highly favored. Amen. God bless. Good night.